Aber wie ein Anschir Ketano, Malchin es kol ir gederlum. But the people living in the small city, when they could walk out of their city, so now 2,000 Amis is less than to the big city. Still it says they can't walk through the whole big city. Mashma, they could only walk 2,000 Amis. Even though the 2,000 Amis ends in the middle of the city, that's it, they can't walk more. My timer, what's the difference? How come we're saying the people that live in the big city, they could walk like the 1,000 Amis until they get to the small city, and then the whole small city is only 500 Amis wide, so since their Tchum lets them go further than the city, we only consider the small city like Dalad Amis, and they're allowed to walk now further another 1,000 Amis. But the other way, no, the people living in the small city, they could walk 1,000 Amis until they get to the big city, but then the next 1,000 Amis, since it ends in the middle of the big city, that's it, they can't walk a step further. What's the svara? Lav mishum, tahani kol semidosan lichatir. The people living in the small city, when they walk out, they have 2,000 Amis to walk out of the city. It ends in the middle of the big city. So since it ends in the middle of another city, that's it, you can't walk more than 2,000 Amis. Aber vahani, the people living in the big city, kol semidosan lichatir. Like we're saying, the big city, the people there could walk out of their city 2,000 Amis. Now they walk 1,000 Amis and they come to a small city. This whole city is only 500 Amis wide. So they walk another 500 Amis they're allowed to, and they still have another 500 Amis to walk. So since their Tchum lets them go outside the small city, we consider the whole small city only like Dalad Amis. And therefore they have 1,000 Amis from their big city until the small city, and then outside the small city they can walk another 1,000 Amis. So the kid says, Refers to Mishnah that says this chilik. So Rashi, that Rashi, v'yein an she'ir ketana ma'alchin es ha'gedolo, l'kula k'dal damis. We don't consider it like dal damis. L'fi she'ir oyla lo v'midas ha'tchumim. Because when the small city starts walking 2,000 amas out of that city, it ends in the middle of that big city. They can't make it through the whole city. Therefore, since you can't make it through the whole city, you only have 2,000 amas and not more. We do not look at that big city as like only dal damis, and you continue your tchum after the city. No, if it ends in the middle of the city, that's it. When do we consider a whole city like Dalad Amis? Only where you're in the big city and a small city is next to you. So since your Tchum lets you walk through that whole city anyway, then we only consider that small city Dalad Amis, and afterwards you could walk further to continue make up your 2,000 Amis. So the Gemara, Lechurus of the Kasha and Ravidi. What were Ravidi's Kasha on the Mishur Ben Levi? It's a Farisha Mishnah. Like, what are you saying? Ain't El Wadivri Nevias? Mashmi, you're making up a new halacha. It's a Beferish Mishnah that says this halacha. What does Rav Edi do with this next Mishnah? So the Gemara of Rav Edi, Anshe Toni. He learns different pshat than the next Mishnah. Really, it's the Mishnah on the bottom of the Yomid here. That we have the Girs on the Mishnah on the bottom of the Yomid is, Anshe Ir Gudrela Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Katana, and the Anshe Ir Katana Mahalchin Es Kol Ir Gudrela. Hey, this is the way Rav Edi was Girs, the way we have the Girs in our Mishnah. That Anshe means both ways mutter. That's the way he said. He said, Fakert. He had the gears like we have on our mission here. Both ways, the people could walk through the whole city. The people living in the big city could walk through the whole small city. And the people living in the small city could walk through the whole city. So, middle of the mission, there's no riot to this halacha. Mashain Kane, who's this? Rava, that is the Kasha and Ravidi, he was Gurus like he brought down here. That the second Gersa should be the Ain Anshir Katana Mahalchin. That according to Rava, the Mishnah says Beferish, that the people living in the small city, they are not allowed to walk throughout the whole big city. So according to Rava's Gersa in the Mishnah says this Chilik, that if your Tchum ends in the middle of the city, that's all, you can't walk further. But when the big city walks through the small city, since their Tchum ends at the end of that city, then we consider the city unlike Dalad Amis, and they can walk further. So according to Rav, it's a Farish Mishnah. According to Rav Edi, it's not a Farish Mishnah. So Rashi of Rav Edi, the Omar Divrei Nevuahein, that he said this chilik is like a Divrei Nevias, like we never learned like this, and he's telling us such a big chiddush. He was Gurus in the next Mishnah, Anshe Ketoni, Bamas Nisim, Vitavayo Toni Mahalchin. In both cases of the next Mishnah, he was Gurus like the Gurus that we have, that they are allowed to walk throughout those cities. Umuki Law, what's Pshan that Mishnah? Vinoisen Eruvai Vir, like we'll soon see in the Gemara. He learns the next Mishnah that the people put the Eruv in the next city. In other words, then it's good both ways. If you have two cities, you have a small city here, and you have a big city here. And they're less than 2,000 Amos apart. So now the people in the big city put the Erev Tchumin in the small city. So that's good, because if they're less than 2,000 amos out of the city, so where are their Kohen Shvi'is? In the small city. They're allowed to walk now. The whole small city is like Dal Damis, and they can walk out on all sides 2,000 amos. And the same with the opposite way. The people living in the small city put the Erev, or two, they put down the Muslim in the big city. So since the Kohen Shvi'is in the big city, then treat them. It's as if they're living in the big city, so all around the city is considered like Dal Damis, and out of the tchum of the city, they're allowed to walk Alpayim Amma. So if you learn Pshan, the next Mishnah, that you put the Erev in the next city, so pshit the both ways, it's mutter. Hey, Rav will soon see the next Gemara. How do you learn Pshan, that Mishnah? Rav learns Pshan, the Mishnah, not like that. Rav learns Pshan, the next Mishnah, the people in the big city didn't make any Erev Tchumim. They have the Erev where they are. No, still, they're allowed to walk 2,000 amos out of the city. If the 2,000 amos out of the city passes over the small city, then the law is this whole small city is only considered like Dal Damis. And if it's only 1,000 amos away, after the city, you're allowed to walk another 1,000 amos. That's the way Rav learns from the next Mishnah. But the other way, it's not like that. As the people living in a small city, they're allowed to walk 1,000 amos until the big city. But then this big city is more than 2,000 amos long. So if that 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the big city, that's it. We make them stop right here, and they can't go further. So the kids are Rava, they ask the Kasha, has Beferish a Mishnah. Rava that answered it, has Beferish a Mishnah. Rav Edi, that asked the Kasha, says there's no Beferish a Mishnah. He invited Rav Edi, Anshe Toni, he learned that the next Mishnah, both cases are Mutter, or Mukum law. How does Rav Edi learn Kshan the next Mishnah? Binaisen. It's talking about that the people in the small city made an Erev Tchumim, and they put it down in the big city. So if you put your Erev in the big city, it's like you're living in the big city. So Pshiti, the whole city is only like Dal Damis, and you can walk outside of 2,000 Amis. Avol, but what's the halacha? Moideid, loy tenan. But what's going to be the halacha if no, the people in the small city didn't make any other Erev. They're living in a small city. The people in the big city are living in the big city. They didn't make any special Erev Tchumim. Now they start measuring. They're allowed to walk 2,000 amos out of the city. According to Rav Edi, the Mishnah is not talking about that. So really, you have an Araya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about a case where you're walking out of your city 2,000 amos. The Mishnah is not talking about that. So really, I don't know what's the halacha. So who's the one that said the halacha? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Meli said, that's called Divrei Nevi'is, like we never heard such a Chiddush like that. And Behechel is only like a Novi telling us that Chiddush. By the Tanan, we learned, V'Modloi Tanan. For the Gemara of Voloi, is it true we didn't learn this halacha yet? V'Yot Tanan, we learned already once. U'Lemoidei Chomru. If somebody either put an Erev Tchumen outside, or else he's counting from out of his city. And the kid sees walking 2,000 amos away from his Erev, or wherever he's going to Shrisa. We give him his ladder walk 2,000 amas out of his city or out of his chum, out of his erev. Sha'afilo soif mi dosoi kolo bimora soif ulamaydi shomru noistloi alpayim amas sha'afilo soif mi dosoi kolo bimora, like that's it. So Chitza says the Pharisee that where your chum ends in the middle of another city, that's all, you can't walk further. Here your chum ends in the middle of a cave. We say you can only walk until the point of the 2,000 amis and not a step further, even though the cave is like a mechitzas all around it. So we don't consider it like Dalad Amis. We say, no, you can only walk until where your 2,000 amis end. So there's a Pharisee Mishnah like this. So Drashu Lamoide, Mimokam Shvi Sosai, or Mimokam Eruvai, either where your house is or else where you put your Eruv. Shomru Litan Layapayim, we give him 2,000 amis, is Afilu Saif Midas Apayim Kola Bemora. Even if when you measure the 2,000 amis, it ends in the middle of a big cave. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amis. You can only walk like half the cave and not a step more. Alma, what do we see? If your 2,000 amis end in the middle of a city, or here it's like the middle of a cave, that the midas ear is considered in the 2,000 amis. And when you reach your 2,000 amis mark, you can't walk an amma more. So what's the big chiddush of Yeshua ben Levi? This part we learned, the Farish Halachon, that when you're counting your 2,000 amos, you're allowed to walk, even if it ends in the middle of a big cave. We don't say the whole cave is like Yodal Damis, and you can walk to the end of the cave. No, you could only walk 2,000 amos, and not more. So it's a Farish Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Soifir Yitzrich Le, Deloitanan. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. That in the case where you're walking your 2,000 amos, and your 2,000 amos lets you walk all the way through a small city, like 1,000 amos away starts a small city, and it only goes 500 amos. So you're allowed to walk mamish through the whole city, past the city. Then the chiddush is, we only consider that whole city, the whole 500 amos, only like dalad amos. If your tchum lets you walk past the city, then that city is only kedalad amos. And you're allowed to walk another 1,000 amos past that city. So that's no Mishnah. We don't know that from anywhere. That's what Ravidi said. This part of his chiddush is called Divrei Nevi'is. Omer Rav Nachman, Zok Rav Nachman, man detoni anshei le mishtabish. He's the one that learns Pshan the next Mishnah, the way we have our Girsa, that both the people living in the big city and both the people living in the small city are allowed to walk through the other city. So that's also le mishtabish. That's a good Girsa. Oman de toni ein anshe, and the people like Rava that learn Pshan the next Mishnah that says no, the people living in the small city, they are not allowed to walk all the way through the big city. It's also le mishtabish. There's no stira. It's also a good Girsa. I was Pshat. That the two diff they learn different pshatim in the Mishnah. Man de toni anshei le mishtabish. The one that says both ways they're allowed to walk through the whole city. The way we have our girsa here. Our girsa is anshei yir gadol, the people living in the big city. Malchus kol yir katana could walk through the whole small city. And the opposite way, the people living in the small city are allowed to walk through the whole big city. So what's pshat is the mukim lo b'loisein. The Mishnah is talking about that the people put the erev chumim in the other city. So male, the people living in the small city, the big city is only 1,000 amos away. They're allowed to put an eruv chumim in the big city. They put their two challahs down there, so it's considered like they're living in the big city. But male, the whole city is like their dalad amos, and they can walk outside it avad the 2,000 amos. And it was in the other way. If the people living in the big city put the eruv in the small city, so it's like they're living now in the small city. So the whole small city is like their dalad amos, and they can walk outside the city 2,000 amos. So that's treta. So maybe Le Mishtabish, that's a good Pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is talking about that each city puts Erev in the other city, it's good they can walk through the whole city. Of a man that Tony Rover, that learned Pshat, Einan Shei, he learned Pshat that no, the people living in the small city are not allowed to walk through the whole big city, is also Le Mishtabish, he's not making a mistake. It's also a good Girsa. The Mukim Law, he puts in that Mishnah, B'moidet. We're talking about that the people are living in their own city. The people in the big city live there. The people in the small city are living there at the beginning of Shabbos. Now the people from the small city start to walk outside their city. So we say they're allowed to walk 2,000 amos. Now if their 2,000 amos end in the middle of the big city, that's it. Since they can't pass the whole big city, it only ends in the middle of the big city. Ein means they can't walk through the whole big city. They're only allowed to walk the 2,000 amos where their mark ends. As soon as it ends at 2,000 amos, they can't walk a step further. Mashenkin, the other way, it's mutter. When the people living in the big city start walking out, so they walk 1,000 amos until the small city, then they have another 1,000 amos to go. So the whole city, a small city, is only 500 amos. They could walk through the whole city. Then we consider the whole small city only like dalad amos, and they have another 1,000 amos after the small city. That's the way Rebbe learns from the Mishnah. Yeah. The Mukim Lo B'Moedit. V'chasure Mechzra, something's missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi G'toni, this is the way it should learn in the Mishnah. An she'ir gedoyla, the people living in the big city. Mahal chenes kol ir katana. They're allowed to walk through the whole small city, which means the whole small city is only like their dalad amos. And if it's 1,000 amos away from them, they're allowed to walk another 1,000 amos after the small city. Abavi'ein an she'ir katana, mahal chenes kol ir gedoyla. But the people living in the small city, so true, they could walk outside the city 2,000 amos. So 1,000 amos they walk until they get to the big city. And then they walk another 1,000 amos through the middle of the big city, and that's it. They can't walk further. B'medvar mamurim b'moidit. When is this talking about? Only with the beginning of Shabbos, you will kind of shvis in your city, in the small city, and now you're measuring how far is your 2,000 amos. How far can you walk on Shabbos? That's called b'moidit. You're measuring it. Avo misho yevir gedela. Somebody that was living in the big city. And before Shabbos on Friday, he put his Erev Tchumim outside 1,000 amos out of the city. In the small city is Hoyavir Katana, or else I care. Hoyavir Katana. Somebody was living in a small city. And before Shabbos, they put their Erev Tchumim in the big city. So it's considered now that you're living where your Erev is. Is Mahalach Es Kula, V'chutz La Paimama. And then it's considered that wherever your Erev is, that's where you're living. So the people living in the small city, if they put the Erev Chumim in the big city, it's like they're living in the big city. So the whole big city is like Dalal Amas for them. And outside the city, they start measuring 2,000 Amas, like the regular people living in the big city. So the Kitzur, there's two ways to learn Pshat the next Mishnah. And both Pshatim are Remis. It's a shaila, the Mishnah talking about they put the Erev in the other city, or the Mishnah talking about time you were walking from one city to the other city. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Romi Baraba, Omar Afuna, Iyer She Yosheves Al Sfas HaNachal, a city that's living at the edge of a deep river. Nachal is like a valley going down, and there's a river there, water going through. Rashi says, Sfas HaNachal, in the middle, Rashi Mamash in the middle, Sfas HaNachal, Omok. It's a deep, there's a deep valley there, and Pashut Rivor says there's water there, there's water going through the Nachal. Is people living near the bank of the river. Is im yesh lefoneha dakra bo, if they have a nice wall there, a nice mechitza of 4 amis that's protecting them, they won't fall like off the cliff, then the svar is that people walk all around there, and it's considered that the tchum of the city is all around the houses, like it's a city. So then, moided in law misvas hanachal. Then we say, where does that tchum start? Where do they start counting the 2,000 amis? From the bank. In other words, the houses really were, let's say, 100 feet away from the bank. The question is, where does that tchum start? Does that tchum start right outside the house? Or do we say, no, since the piece of land from the house until the nachal is part of the city, that's included in the city. And the tchum of the city first starts after the nachal. They have 2,000 amis further. So the question is, do people use this area between the house and the nachal on the bank of the river? So we're saying now, if you put a mechitza there, dalad amis, a nice thick mechitza, so then you're not afraid you fall over. So mele, people use that area. If people use that area, it's considered part of the city, and mele, when you start counting yitchum, outside the nachal. Mashek, if you don't have a nice bank, a nice wall there, then you're afraid you'll fall over, or else the Tzvor learns, Mashman of Pshat is, we're afraid the water will overflow into the city, and people always stay away from the mokum around the river. So if you don't have a nice wall near the river, people don't use that part. If you don't use the part, it's not considered part of the city, and then mainly you start counting your tchum right outside your city, right outside your house. So that's what he's saying. Good. Iyosh Yosheva Sasfas HaNachal, a city that's living right near the deep river, valley. Im Yesh Lefaneh Dakrabo, if you have a nice mechitza there, 4 amis, so mainly people are not afraid the water will overflow or you fall down there, is Moided in law Misfas HaNachal. We say the city ends by the bank of the river there, and that's where you measure your tchum, starting from there further. The im lav, but if you don't have any daka, no mechitza there, then ain't moided in law ella mipesach beisoy. Then we say no, people don't walk there, it's not like called part of the tashmish of the city, but mainly you start counting the tchum from right outside your house. So Rashi, im yesh lefoneh daka, mechitza abo amis, goiva. Rashi learns it has to be 4 amis high. Al pnei ir, around the city kula, misvas hanachal, then moided misvas hanachal, she kola shom kishar yoris. That's called the city ends there by the nachal, and that's where it ends. So Rashi says the wall has to be 4 amas high. It's not that the Tzvor doesn't like this pshat. He says, why does it have to be more than any other mechitzas, only yutfachim high? He learns it has to be 4 amas thick. As we're talking about now, you have a wall near the bank of the river that we're afraid maybe the river will overflow. So you want to have a nice thick mechitza there that will stop the overflow of the river. So therefore here the mechitza has to be 4 amas thick. It's come out a very thick wall. Be 6 amas, 6 feet, at least 6 feet of thick. That's whether it's Bolan's Pshat. Sure. But Rashi learns that the Mechitza has to be 4 amas high. But the same svar. Rashi Vimla, if the city does not have the wall by the bank of the river, is no, then we don't consider the city up until there, but the city ends right in front of your house. Rashi Kivun the Bisetash Mishtayu, you're afraid to go near the river. Lehevi Yishuv Kavua, it's not called people really live there. Lehevi Lok Yeshvit Shrifin, it's like people live in camps, in tents. They don't have a shame city. It's considered like each person living separately, that you start counting your tchum right outside your house. Yeah. So the Moromalei Abaya, Dako, Arba Amis Amatalon. It's not true. You told us here for this halacha, you have to make this mechitza 4 amis, more than any other place. Usually a mechitza has to be 10 tfachim high. 10 tfachim high is called a mechitza. Here you're telling me it has to be 4 amis. Is the kashom. How come here you're telling me it has to be 4 amis and all other places it's much less? All other places is Maishna Mikol Daki the Alma the Abur. The Abur means only four Tfachim. Fakir. The Gemaras we had before always was, if you put a small mechitza, like in front of your house, it shows you Magaladash, you're not going to walk out the Yasta Shabbos. That was a Dindir Abonin, to show what you don't want to ask her on the next Rishus. So the Lashon there was always use a daka, a small mechitza, and there we say it only means four Tfachim. You don't even have to have a regular size mechitza of 10 tfachim. It was a kula just to have 4 tfachim. And how come here you're going so lechumrah to say, it says a lashon daka here, which the chura should mean a small mechitza, and you're telling us, not only does it have to be 10 tfachim, but it has to be 4 amis, more than any other mechitza. How come it has to be so big? Or Malay, the terrace is poshid. Hosem loy bisa tashmishto. Hocha bisa tashmishto. All over the mechitzas are not to protect you. You're not afraid to walk around them. You want mechitzas to megala to show us you're not going to walk out of your house this Shabbos. So if you put a small mechitza, 4 tefachim in front of your house, you show us you're not going to walk out, that's called a good mechitza. Mashiach can hear this story as you're by the bank of the river, and it's very deep down, so you're afraid maybe you fall over. Or else we're afraid maybe the water will overflow and come up. So here you have to have a gzunta mechitza to make sure you'll be mishtamish there, you won't be afraid. That's why here you have to have 4 amas. Shrashi daka the dalad amas armat lo minachusam. Vash devinim inoch. Time of night, how come? Maishna mikol daka the alma, the sag lo begoiver abot for him. Could I more on the yell, Gabi Mafresh of Ner daka dalad? All you need is just 4 for him. Teretz was here, it's biyusa tashmishtoi, you're afraid to live there. So only if you have a big mechitza of 4 amis, then you're not afraid. Then you live there normally, then it's called part of the city. Omer Rav Yosef, minoa minulah, how do I know this yisoid? That you have to have what? The daka of 10 tfochen, of 4 tfochen. The Tanya we learned. Hitter Rabbi Shio b'nei geder yoidim lechamsin. He was mad to the people in Geder that they are on Shabbos allowed to walk down to the people living in Chamsin. You have this picture here in the Rashi here. It's like a slant that lived on a big mountain, a slope. So on the top of the mountain lived Anshe Ged, that was their city. On the bottom of the city was Anshe Chamsin. So Rav Shia used to let the people from Geder, the top city, walk down to the bottom city. Over the Yang Bnei Chamsin, Oilun Legeder. But he did not let the people from Geder on the bottom, from Chamsin on the bottom, walk up to the city of Geder. Is the Chur, why not the Monashach? Was it in the Tchum or not? Were these two cities 2,000 amas away or not? Obviously, they're not 2,000 amas away. So they're not 2,000 amas away, just like the Anshe Geder on top are allowed to walk downwards. How come the people on the bottom were not allowed to walk upwards? My timer. The Chur allowed me shun, tahani ovudaka, fahani loy ovudaka. The Terence was. The people on the top Geder taka made a daka. They made like mechitzas around them. So they're protective themselves. Therefore, they have a shame ear there, even though they're living on a slope of a mountain, which is a little dangerous. But since they have a daka mechitza there, it's called an ear. If it's called an ear, all the people living in this city, it's tzidlai daladamis, and therefore they're allowed to walk down to the next city, which is less than 2,000 amas away. Mashenk and the people on the bottom, Chamsin, did not make a daka. They did not make a mechitza like around their city. Therefore, they don't have a shame city. They have a shame houses. So if they have a shame house, each house could only walk 2,000 amas from its house. So now the people living on the bottom of the mountain, if they start walking upwards, they could only walk 2,000 amas, not more. So Mastoma, their 2,000 amas will end in the middle of the city Geder, and they can't walk an inch more. So that's why the top people that made a daka is considered like an ear, it's all Kabbalah damas dummy. So therefore they're allowed to walk downwards 2,000 amas. But the people on the bottom that did not make a daka, so I call upon you see this yisoid, that a place where it's dangerous to use it, if you have a mechitza around there, it's called an ear. If you don't have a mechitza around, it's not called an ear. We see this Kiddush. Rashi, lav mishum diyavadaka. Geder, hey, the top city made their daka, made their mechitza. The Chamson Yoshim Bahabishipua. And the Chamson also lived on the slope of the mountain. Is Geder Lamala, the city Geder was on top of the mountain. The Chamson Lamata. And Chamson was in the bottom city. Since both of them are living on a slope of the slant of the mountain, both of them have to have like mechitzas on the side of them to protect them from the slope, from the slant. Each one, they were not 2,000 amas away. Ukatani, still we learned that B'nai Gedon, the top people, Yordan Chamsin, they are allowed to walk downwards. And the bottom people not. What's the svara? Lav mishun de bnei ged, they're ovedaka. The people living on top made a mechitz around their city, so it has a shame city. Lefika kol yoshver kashroitz and levachamsin maschin limnois v'limdoid michay maserah. Where do they start counting their tchum, the top city? Mamish from where the city ends, on the middle point of the mountain, where the end of their mechitzah is. It's tzid like one city. So it's all kadal damas domi, and they first start counting from their mechitzah downwards. Let's start chamsin, kisharma yoris. For a chamsin, kula mevlois betchuman. And chamsin was in the 2,000 damas limit of the city gedim. Vani, v'nei chamsin, v'shem the people living on the bottom, lo yovedaka, they did not make a dakal issue for on the bottom. Lefikach lo have a year. It's not considered like a city. Every city, every house starts counting the 2,000 from the Pesach of the house. But the people living on the bottom, since it was like more than 2,000 amas away, they were not allowed to go upstairs. So the kids, you see this chilik, that when you're living in a place where it's dangerous to live there, if you have a mechitz, it's called a city. If you don't have a mechitz, it's not considered a city. So the Gemara may, no, maybe that's not the raya. So the Gemara, lav mishum nehani yavadak, man lehavi gakam. So the Gemara, ki yosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said a different shot. Omar, he said, a different svara. It could be maybe don't have to have a dakar altogether. And he said, Metruge Matargilhu Bnei Gedel of Nei Chamsin. The pshat was the people from Nei Gedel used to beat up and kill the people of Nei Chamsin. That's what happened. I will soon see the Maisa. They used to get shikar on Shabbos, and when they got shikar, they got wild, and they used to kill people, beat them up. Therefore, the Bnei Gedel were wild people. Therefore, the Rabbanu Meir Takana, you people from Nei Chamsin, don't go up there. If you're going to go up to the city and Gedel, you'll get yourself hurt. That's the reason why. Nothing to do with the Yisitchum. It could be some, the people on top were bullies. So they told the bottom people, don't go up there on Shabbos. For the Gemara, Omai Hitter, what does it mean, Hitter then? It means Hiskin, the Meir Takona. For the Gemara, Omai Shnor Shabbos, what's that, the Bafka on Shabbos they can't walk down? It's not Mashman, in the middle of the week they are allowed to walk. Just Shabbos, the people of Chamsin and the bottom can't walk upwards. The Teretz says, the Shchichi Boshichrus. Since on Shabbos you drink wine, you get shik a little bit, so then the people they get used to get shikir on Shabbos, so they're afraid they'll harm you. Or Bezer Fred Gemara, ki azdas lahosim nami mitru gilhu. The kashri is, how do we let the people from Geder to walk downwards to the Chamsin? When those people are shikir, they'll walk down to Chamsin, they'll start beating up the people there. So that the corner should have been that the Bnei Gedel, you have to stay put in your city, and the Bnei Chamsin have to stay put in their city. How come we're letting the bullies walk downstairs? And the Gemara name, you're only a bully in your city. If you walk down to another city there, you won't harm anybody. Like there's a moshel, kalba b'loy masiya, shev shonel le'navach. A dog that's not in his own city, is away from his own home, for 7 years he didn't bark. In other words, if you're not at home, you don't feel such a bit like a bully, you won't hurt other people. But the Chura, now that we're going to let the Bnei Gedder walk down to Bnei Chamsin, the Chura, the Bnei Chamsin, are going to come to beat up the Bnei Gedder. Hey, since that they know these are big bullies, and they know if we walk up there, they're going to kill us. So now that when they walk down here, the Chura, the Bnei Chamsin, should jump on them and kill them. So there should also be a reason that we should not let the Bnei Gedder walk downwards. And for the Gemara name, Kulei Hai Lekai Filuhu. Azoi Vai, we're not afraid. Vai says, even though that the Bnei Chamsin are angry at the Bnei Gedder, but then they're not shikir, and as they write, we're not afraid they'll start up with them. They wouldn't start fighting with them. Trashi chuli hai vad lechayfin lei. Bnei Gedder, the afilu b'lei masiyai letrugei, lo Bnei Chamsin. Such a big fight to say that when they go to another city, those people start up with them, the as they write, we're not afraid of. So the kids, this maisa has no riot, has to do with Hilchas Tchumin. It could be with the Konim of the Rabbonin, that we don't want fights to happen. So maybe we told the people of Chamsin, for your own safety, stay home the Shabbos. Don't walk up to the city together. And maybe there's no Raya. Fight Rav Safra Omar, another Pshat, what there's no Raya, that we're talking about a Daka, Asuka Trumin. Rav Safra Omar, I tell you, we're talking about Ir, Hasuka Keshesevi. We're talking about these cities of Chamsin were shaped like an archway, like the Toysa of the picture here. Like we had before, Keshes means like a bow, like an arch. That's the way the city, the houses in the city was around like a half of a circle. So Drashi, Ir Hasuk Keshes Heavy. Chamsin, his the bottom city, was made like an arch. Ubein Beis Rosheho, and in between the bottom of the arch, how the two further houses, how far were they away? Ubein Beis Rasher Yoiser Midal Dapayim. It was more than 4,000 amos apart. The Armenian Bereish Pirkim, we learned what's the loch in this case. Moedidin lo min hakeshes. Then they're not allowed to count from the middle. No, we say every house starts counting its 2,000 amos. Since the two ends of the bow are more than 4,000 amos apart, it's not considered like one big city, but each house has to count from tchum from their house. Kol lechem bepesach beisoy. Now, v'yester shalor, how was this bow shaped? Litzad gedur. It was like the round, the half of a circle was downwards, and the two points were facing upwards, were facing towards gedur, like Rashi's picture, the two sides of the bow was facing upwards. Yeah. Sahilkach. Yordin b'nei gedur l'chamsin. The top people who walked down to chamsin. Sherei moedidin l'gedur l'chamisir. The city gedur had a chaymer all around it. So they start counting that chum from mamish, like in this picture where the word dakar is. That's their mechitza. So that's where they start counting that tchum. V'chol chamsim uvlos b'tchumem. Male, the whole city chamsim was in the 2,000 amos limit. Mashenken uvnei chamsim ayoshvim b'keshes. The bottom city was made like an archway, half a circle. Umoydidin lehen min hakeshes. So the people living on the bottom chamsim, they start counting that tchum from right outside the house. Hilkach. The city Chamsin is more than 2,000 amos long, so the people living on the bottom of the city could only walk up 2,000 amos. So therefore, they can't even get to the city Gedir. So that's the pshat. Nothing to do with Hilkas Daka. The top city has mechitzas around it. It's Baal Damas. They could walk down 2,000 amos. Mashiach, the people living on the bottom, since the city was like an archway, the people living on the bottom only has 2,000 amos. That's it. So they can't even get together. Or even if they could get to the top city, they're only allowed to walk where that tchum ends, and not more. But negeh to our loch, if you have to have a daka there or not, we have no raya. Rav Dimi bar Chinan no Omar, another pshat that there's no raya from here. Atoy ya'an shiir gedoylo, v'ya'an shiir katan hevi. Atoy the pshat from Gedev and Chamsun, one was a big city, and one was a small city. That's why Gedev was a big city. That's why they could walk down to Chamsin. Mashenk and Chamsin was a small city. They could only walk up together, only the 2,000 Amis, and not more. Rav Kana Masniyoch, Rav Kana learned like this. Rav Tevyumi Masniyoch, he learned like this. Rav Safra, Rav Dimir Bachinano, they learned like this. There was Chadoma, Ir, Hasuri, Kekeshes Hevi. One said this terrace, that the reason why the bottom people cannot walk up, because this city was like an archway, that doesn't have a shame city, and you have to count 2,000 Amis from the front of the house. The Chad Omar, another learns the Psham this Maisa was, it was a case of Anshir Katana. The bottom people were a small city, the Yanshir Gedel Hevi, and the people on the top were a big city. Therefore, the people on the bottom, their small city, they're only allowed to walk 2,000 Amis. So their 2,000 Amis end in the middle of the big city, so they have to stop right there. Mashrenke in the big city, when they walk downwards, when they walk the 2,000 Amis, it goes through the whole small city. Therefore, they're allowed to walk through the whole small city. But the kids say you have no halacha, you have no raya, to the halacha if you need a doctor or not. But halacha it is that way though. That if you have a city living near a svas hanachal, near the edge of a river, a steep place that you're afraid to walk there, if you don't have a mechitza by the bank of the river, it's not included as part of the city, and you only have dal damas from your house. Not more. So the Mishnah. An she'ir gedoyla. You have people living in a nice big city. Is mahalachin as kol ir katana. They're allowed to walk through the whole city, Ir Katana. Now, according to our Girsa, it means that they put their tchum in the small city. So, Pshita, their small city is like the Dalad Amis, and outside the small city, they could walk 2,000 Amis. The Yanshi, Ir Katana, the same way the other way. The people living in the small city is Mahalchin, it's called Ir Gedolah. In a case where they put Erev Tchumim in the big city, the Shabbos, it's only 1,000 Amis away, so they're Koine Shvis in the big city. They're allowed to walk throughout the whole big city like Dalad Amis. And they could walk past that 2,000 amos. Case said, what's the case? Me show you bir gedolim. Somebody living in the big city. Venosan es ruba bir katana. And punkt is Shabbos Friday, he put it the ruba tchumim in the small city. Or else the other way. Bir katana, somebody living in the small city, is venosan es ruba bir gedolim. And Friday, he put it the ruba tchumim in the big city. Is Allah o mahalach es kula. As if he's living now where his Erev is, in the big city or the small city, and that city is like Dal Damis, the Melom, Mahalachas Kulu, you can walk through that whole city, the Chutzal Apayim Amma, and outside another 2,000 Ammas. Rabbi Akiva Raima, no. Ein lo yele mi mokim me ruvay Apayim Amma. He learns, no. Even if you put your Erev in another city, you only have a right to walk 2,000 Ammas from the place where you put your Erev. Even if you put your Erev in the big city, as you lived in the small city, and you put your Erev in the big city, you don't blive mamish like the people living in that city, but you only have a right to walk 2,000 amis from where your Erev is. That's a Mekiva Shita. If you put your Erev Chumim in the big city, it doesn't make you like your mamish living there. It only makes you that you have now 2,000 amis from where your Erev is. That's a Mekiva Shita. Omelem Rabbi Kiva, Zachomim told Rabbi Kiva, Omelem Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva told Zachomim, Iyatim Moidim, aren't you moided to me, that Benois Neruvi Gemorrah, let this somebody put his Erev in a cave, Shein Lai Elam Mokni Mokin Neruvi Apayimamam, that the cave means nothing, and he's only allowed to walk 2,000 Amis where his Erev is. Omru Loi, Zachomim answered back, Amosai, when do I say that Svarim, if you put your Erev in the middle of a Morah, in the middle of a cave, that the cave means nothing, and you only have 2,000 Amis from where Erev is, that's Bizman Shein Vod Yurin. That's only in a cave that nobody lives there. It doesn't have a Shein city. There's nothing to give it like Daud Amis. Abul Yesh Vod Yurin. But here, where you're living in a small city, true. But you put the Erev Chumim now in the middle of the big city. And people live in the big city. So about people do live there, is Mahalach Es Kula V'chutzla Payimama. That since you put the Erev there, it's considered like you're one of the people living there now, so you're a Ben big city. You're allowed to walk all around the cities like Daud Amis, and outside, 2,000 Amis. Nimso, Kal Toicho Miyal Gaba. It comes out, it's easier inside a Morah than on top of it. In a case where people live inside the Morah, and they don't live on top of it, so where people live there, it's more calm. So Rashi says, Nimso, Kal Toicho Mishum Durin. If people live there, Miyal Gaba, Shein Shum Durin, on top of the Morah, on top of the cave, nobody lives there. Here. That we say if somebody is walking 2,000 Amis, that he has a right to measure his 2,000 Amis, either out of his city, or else out of his Erev, Shomru, Noisten Apayim Amma, we give him Apayim Amma, Shafilu Seif Midosa Kolobamora. That means even though your 2,000 Amis end in the middle of a cave, and that cave has Dalad Mechitis all around it, we don't say the whole cave is Kadal Amis and you can walk throughout the whole cave, but no, you're only allowed to walk 2,000 Amis exactly where it ends. Even though it ends in the middle of the Mora, so what? You only can walk until there, and not a step further. Right. So that's the Gemara.